More than 30,000 Stop and Shop employees are on strike after weeks of contract negotiations fell through. Union members work in stores in Connecticut, Massachusetts, and Rhode Island. WSHU's Davis Donovan has more.
Employees have been without a contract since February. The sticking points between the United Food and Commercial Workers Union and the company include employee contributions to the company's health care and pension plans. About 24 employees formed a picket line outside a store in Bridgeport, Connecticut. Shop steward Robert Farazzoli says his health care deductibles would have gone up by about $420 a month under the company's plan.
There's a lot of things that we'll be losing. You know what I mean? It's going to cost us more money. I can't pay $420 a month. That's like paying for a brand new car payment. So if I have a brand new car, how can I afford it? I have to give it up.
Jeff Bolin is the president of one of five UFCW unions that represent employees on strike. He told shoppers not to cross picket lines in a message posted to Facebook.
We need your support. We're asking you to help us out and shop someplace else until the strike is over. Please support these hard workers who wait on you every day when you come into those Stop and Shops.
A Stop and Shop spokesperson says management offered employees across-the-board pay increases and more company contributions to employee pension funds. The company says it has contingency plans in place to minimize disruption and remains ready to meet with union leaders anytime. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.